Cruelty of stopping.
Speed.
Our theme today is change is not personal. Okay. So let's follow that breath, bringing to understanding that this is a journey of remembrance, a remembrance of all I already am. I have nothing to attain. I have nothing to change or fix. There's nothing for me to find. All already is. And what I am now. I am resting in the real. I am resting in what is. No matter what the appearance may be, all is in vibration. All is in manifestation. Life is. Being is. Love is. And all is perfect. Let us listen from the heart. In remembrance, there is one presence that is whole and complete. So follow a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Life is always playing out as the divine energy moves as you. Be still. Change is not personal. Okay. It's a naturalness of space and time. The permanent is outside of time and space. So we live in a dream sequence of space and time. And within that perspective, there is change. Okay? So, like a river is flowing, life is flowing. And appearing as changing life, okay. The being that is your being. So the thoughts are in the river, in this flowing, this ever-changing flowing along. Thoughts are not your thoughts. Thoughts do not belong to you, and thoughts are not personal. They flow in this ever-changing flowing, okay? Now, this next part is going to sound strange because that sound, okay, when we come to our senses, the five, what we call physical senses, that sound that we hear, that we personalize, okay, is in the flow. It's part of this movement. It's part of this flowing. So the sound in the flow, it can be a ringing bell. It can be an orchestra. It can be a bird singing. It can be the rustling of the leaves. It can be a door opening. It can be anything that comes to our awareness. But that sound is not our sound. That sound is not a personal sound, right? So sometimes the sound is heard and sometimes it's not. But the sound is in the ever flowing and in the changing. It's not in a stagnant, personal, this is mine position. Okay. Taste is likewise. Taste is in this flow. Now there's something sweet that comes to awareness, and that too becomes personalized. And then there is the taste of a sour. Now comes a sour, and that is neither personal either. It is in this flowing. It's going to pass. It is not going to stay. It is not stagnant. And most of all, it is not personal. Okay, so when we come to the touch of something soft and cuddly, my teddy bear, my silky blouse, tactile, that too becomes quite personal. And then comes that feeling of something rough and our hardness. There's a changing, there's a flowing. It's not stagnant, okay? It's never remaining the same. You can even touch that same blouse two times, three times, and there will be a different perspective to it. Now, the seeing of a sunset or a forest or a friend's face, okay? We see, we personalize, we internalize. But when the eyes are at rest and when they are closed, nothing is seen. Everything is flowing. Everything is changing in this flow. It's never the same twice. And maybe you've heard that old saying that you can never step into the same river twice. It's always in a flow. It's always moving. It is never the same water two times in a row. Okay. But it flows. It moves things along. It clears the way. Okay. And what that does is that it gives rise for the next event, for the next whatever is to come. It's to flow. Okay. So this movement, this changing, this flowing gives the space for the next happening to move into our awareness. And then to be aware of it flowing again. This is where your mindful practice comes in so well, to begin to see the flow and recognize why it's flowing, why it's moving, why it's not stagnant, and why things do not remain the same always in this time and space. Okay. So none of this is personal. And none of this, no matter what comes into our experience, and no matter what leaves our experience, it is not personal. And it is not being done to a you or to a me. And this is so often where we get, no, where we react to this movement, this particular kind of movement that we don't want to have a movement of. We want it to stay the same. We want it to stay as it is. We don't want it to change. But it's not personal. when it comes, it flows into your experience, and it is not personal when it flows out of your experience. Okay. We want to remember that consciousness is using this body form that it might experience itself. Okay? So very often we hold to a belief that light, this is my life. Okay? And we can spend countless lifetimes trying our best or our worst to shape it, to direct it, to conquer it, to try to make it bend to our will. But in the end, it's still flowing. It is still this continuous, loving, flowing of life. Okay. Okay. So let us not pass this way in the ignorance of having some sort of will over life or some kind of control over life, over the circumstances that are going to appear, are appearing, and are going to leave. Okay. So we don't want to be like a foolish child that sets down their ice cream in the sunshine and declares, well, it's going to be what I want it to be when I get back to it. Okay. No, it's going to change. It's going to flow. So let it be as it is. Okay. So in our will of wanting to have our say over life's flowing, we would have to ask ourselves, well, which we don't when we're dreaming, but when we're waking, that does it really matter to life if the body is sitting in first class or coach? Do we really think that makes a difference to life? Or that the body reside in a huge house rather than a small one? Do we really believe or think that we can decide what will come into our experience and what will be allowed to go? Now, we're all out looking for a new house, right? We all have preferences. We all have our opinions. We all have our concepts. We all have whatever, whatever, whatever in relationship to finding a new home. And we totally believe at that moment that we are out looking to buy a house. But life is flowing. And it is this flow that will bring the house to our experience, the house we are to have, or the car, or the partner in our life. Life will bring in the flow what we need to grow from. Okay. We just need to loosen up a little bit and recognize that this flowing life is bringing everything that I need. Why am I here? Why am I utilizing a body form? I am here to awaken, not to have a bigger house or a better looking lawn or a new pair of shoes. I'm not here for that. If they flow into my experience, oh well. If they don't, oh well. So it is only an illusion when we are believing and thinking that we are in charge of what will come to my experience and what will not. Okay. And it is in that foolishness, in that believing I can control what comes, I can control what goes. It's in that declaration or that belief that we suffer. That it's in that belief that mind becomes fearful. And it will become confused or angry or hateful or anxious. All of those feelings will rise when we hold to a belief that I am in charge and I will decide what comes and what goes. Okay. I mean, has any of you had that hateful speeches at God? I know I have. Because something left my life and I was not happy. Okay. Or, have we cursed the stove for burning the food when we're the ones that left the fire on and walked away? You know, it's the stove's fault. So, you know, or maybe holler at the car for having a flat tire, as if it too were its fault. Why did this happen to me? I need to get to work. I have to do this. I have to do that. Why, you know, why is it coming into my life? Well, maybe lessons in patience, lessons in compassion or understanding. Okay. But you all know, you know what I'm saying here. And then again, as I was saying, the anger when someone or something leaves our experience, leaves our little circle of life. Okay. So this change, we have to understand, it is not personal. There's nothing changing that is being done to a person. The changes don't have anything to do with a you or a me. And when we look at the changes from a wiser place, it appears to flow in order to cleanse, to make way for our next experience to flow into the experience, to have that next experience come. And these experiences come that we might wake up. They're neither gifts nor are they punishments. They come as they come, they go as they go. Because again, change is not personal. All right. If someone must leave our experience, then that is what is needed. Or if someone or something comes into the experience, then that is what is to be. That is what is needed. Whether we like it or not is immaterial. If we are liking it, we take a look. What have we learned? If we're not liking it, we take a look. What am I to learn? So life flows as life and not for our convenience. Now, we are the unchanging field out of which the appearances of change emanate. Okay, let's touch that one again. Your essence, your being, your truth is you are the unchanging field out of which the appearances of change emanate. That field, the emptiness remains unchanging, but dreams of movement and actions. By you remaining unchanging, the changes are seen as impersonal. They are not personal to what I already am. So when we begin to see that these changes have a purpose to grow, to awaken, to understand deeply, to return to the heart, all of this is there for us to learn and for us to awaken. So change, it just is. Now, some due to previous lives, karmas that we're working out and things of that nature. But change is. And there is no person to be changed, and there's no person to experience the change. The recognition of you, of consciousness, of awareness, that these changes are not personal is part of our growth. Is part of our rising consciousness of understanding. Now, it may seem that we do pray for change. We want to make a sick body, we want to change it into a healthy one. Or we pray we may have an empty purse and we pray that we can change it into a full one. Okay? But if that we're praying for were reality already, okay, all bodies would always be healthy. But we see what we dream of. Mind is long conditioned to believe there is duality, that there is health and sickness, richness and poverty. Tall people, short people, happy people, unhappy people, kind people, unkind people. Okay. We dream of separation. Then we see separation. Why would we even pray for health or wealth or companionship or something we believe to be better? Pray for some change, for what we are calling something better or something good. If we were not dreaming that those things were missing, why would we pray for them to come? If we were not dreaming that those things were missing, and then our prayers, we are trying to get them. We want change, but we want it our way. Okay, but what you are, this field of infinite essence and reality, of reality. Life does not see separation. Only mind. Only thought. Okay. And it does not see any persons to be changed. It sees only love and only perfection because that is what it is. And if life does see anything, it can only see itself because it is all that is. Okay? So, now. When we continue to go to mind for answers that cannot be given, just that long do we hold to the idea that life is not ourself. Mind, thoughts cannot give us the answers about ourselves. We have to go to the heart. And going to the heart is outside of time and outside of space. We are no longer in time when we go to the heart. Okay. So when we go to the heart and we are outside of time and space, we are no longer confused by the changes that come to our awareness. They are seen for what they are. Okay. Way showers. I get, we can call it that. Okay. But mind is always looking to change as a way of possibly having profit. Okay, if I can change this, then I'll get this. And if I can't get this change, then perhaps I'm going to have a deficit. This is mind. This is mind. Okay. So within this vastness of what is, and within emptiness, appearances seemingly take place. But they are not taking place as ignorance or ego would understand them. Okay. Whatever is seeming to appear just is. So again, ego, mind, thoughts, all have things to say about changes. Okay. Ego can be triggered by changes. But we are in understanding that the changes are not personal. They are not here to get a you or to get a me. They are here as opportunities. Okay. So this emptiness, which is full, is all. This emptiness, God is all. Nothing is all. Understanding in the heart as to the depth of what those meanings are. Emptiness is all. God is all. Nothing is all. So when we take them to the heart, we can deepen this understanding. Because mind does not like the idea of nothing. Mind does not like the idea of empty. And mind cannot comprehend what God is. Life is what is. And in life, everything seemingly takes place. Fear or calm, life and death, good and evil, pure and impure. Okay. Something always seemingly takes place. Okay. Just kind of flowing from one to the other. But when we can see clearly, we can see that these changes are life in expression, God in expression, consciousness in expression, okay? Nothingness in expression, emptiness in expression. We can see that these changes are not about something being done to me. They are flowings, giving the opportunity of awakening. And they come, and we must always look kindly, but when they come and the experience is one of anger in regards to changes, or one of peace in regards to changes, whether there is anxiety or bliss, okay, or we think it looks like smooth sailing ahead, we got this figured out, and then comes the struggle. Okay. This, the expression has no adjectives until we give what is appearing to awareness to the mind. Then mind will always find the labels for it. So the changes that appear in our experience, if they are met with awareness, with understanding, with clear seeing, okay, then if there is some bumps to navigate, we can do that more calmly, more peacefully, because we know these changes are our opportunity for awakening. And they are a blessing. And we appreciate them. I know that might sound hard, especially when someone passes. But in my experience, even that down the road is seen as a perfect blessing to move this consciousness more to where it needed to be.
Coffee?
So we just let them flow. This is life's expression.
Can I hand it to you?
Clarity rises.
It's really good.
Then change.
Make you poop. It made me poop.
Okay. We have I'm sorry, we do have a couple microphones open. If you could take a mic.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's all right, my love.
Sorry, sorry. I guess I didn't mute. Darn it all. Shh. It's all you needed this morning.
Changes. It's a beautiful day. Let it be a beautiful day, because that's what it is. Okay. Bless. So clarity rises, as always, and then it can change to confusion. But recognize it's all taking place in this flow. Okay? Because you're going to become aware of that confusion and have another insight, or have a deepening of something that was going on. Nothing in time and space is personal or permanent. Okay? And when we come to this understanding within us, okay, then we can see peacefully that the body being impermanent, okay, loosens our grip on the concepts of birth and death. There may be underlying for all of us the wishfulness that the body doesn't lay down and do this thing that we call die. We want a permanency to that. We literally, in our subconscious, there is the conditioning again. I do not want to die, but we have that impermanence of the body that we are all aware of. And when we come to that, when we look at that, the impermanence of it and the changes that take place with it. Okay. And we have stepped away from claiming that I am the body and I am the mind. And we are now in this place of just awareness. Okay. In our maturity, we come to grace and we come to peace with whatever is designed for the body, for the mind. Because it is going to flow along. It came with the flow of life's river, and it is going to pass along with this flowing life. Okay? Nothing is permanent. And this is one of the biggest areas for us to come to peace with. Okay. So just take a moment here and follow a breath as we see the impermanence of the body form and begin to surrender into the peacefulness of loosening that grip on the concepts of birth and death and living and dying, because they are concepts. They're not a truth. They're not reality. Okay. They're not a permanency. So follow a breath and recognize this breath. It's just happening. I am in awareness of a breath happening. It is part of this flowing river of life. It comes and it goes. And watch the breath continue its flowing. That out-breath is always part of the continuation of this flowing. Okay. And this flowing is without personal direction. This flowing is without person. It just is. Okay. There is no person needed for this flowing. No person to make it start. No person to make it flow on. No person needed. Life knows itself. And life continues its playing. Whether we're aware of it or not, it is better to be aware of the play, of the flow, than to be in ignorance of what is taking place. This is why we have our spiritual practices, to have a deeper or higher awareness of this flowing, of this life energy, and how it vibrates and how it functions for our experience. Okay. So this flowing, this life, it's not about adding purpose. Okay. It's not about adding something to the experience. Okay. It isn't about us contemplating making changes. It's actually about letting go the idea of needing some kind of change. Sometimes we think we have to make a change because mind starts the boredom game. I'm bored. I think I'll go buy a new hat, you know. Try to make a change. Always the changes that we want are what we think will make us happy. Okay. But life, again, it's not about a person in need. It is about seeing that letting go the idea of having a need and wanting changes is what we are to learn. Okay. So it's not about trying to get a better life. It's about letting go and life just being what life is without the mind's comments or judgments. Okay. So let it all go. You are safe. You are love, and you are what is. You are the vastness where the appearing changes are happening. Okay. So life is being life, and it will give us all that is needed if it is allowed to flow as it is, as us, and take with it all that is not to our benefit any longer, and make space for life, for love, peace, even for health and for wealth, as we call them, making space for them to flow. Okay. But, okay, sometimes it's like we're on the raft of this flow. We got up on a raft. And we're trying to take direction and control of the flow with a little paddle on a little raft. Okay. But let go of the paddle. Let go of the raft. Get off the raft and settle down into the flow. You have the wisdom, you have the courage and the strength to see this and allow life to move the body and the mind as you remain as you are, this silence of the heart, this ever flowing, and that you are ever present where the flow and the changes are playing. All right. Okay, now we can turn those microphones on. Comments and questions. Yes. Grace, yes.
You're hearing my thoughts. that was wonderful. Let go of the raft. Let go of the paddle. We came to that point, eh?
Yeah.
Where we can do it.
Yeah. When when we sit down and we think about making changes, you know, we are the wisdom now that we can take a closer look at what thoughts are saying. You know, I need to change this, or it would be better if, you know, we are of the understanding now that, well, why do I need to change this? Or why do I want to do this? You know, and we can take a look at what the thoughts are saying and know that this is not the intended, because the intended is going to come from intuition. It's going to come up from the heart, from the knowingness. It's going to be a peacefulness and a knowing how to allow the body to be used for what is to take place. So we are of the place that we're no longer really marching along to make a change. You know, we are taking a good steady look at it and taking a step back and resting at what mind is attempting. Yeah. It's a matter of seeing the changes are not happening to me.
That's beautiful.
I think that is the most important thing, because they're not personal. If I think the changes are happening to me, then I go into that place of separation as ego. And I'm either angry or filled with hatred or animosity or vengeance, or something will transpire to show forth this idea of separation. When I look at the changes that come into the experience, because I am consciousness seeking to know myself fully and completely. And so when the changes come, they're taking place within consciousness. I'm aware of them, and I am looking at them from a different place. I am looking at them from a place of peace, a place of understanding, and a place of joy. Looking at them, what am I, like, as I said, what am I supposed to be learning here? Or something comes along, wow, what have I learned? Someone comes along and a stranger comes up and says, good morning. I just had to say hello to you. You just look so peaceful and happy. And, you know, it's like, yeah. And then there is that feeling that I've learned something of oneness. I've learned something of loving myself. And that must be shining or showing or something is taking place for myself as that individual that is called stranger and myself as this individual that's called Mary. So something was in synchronicity. Something was there in that flow to just show, okay, this is kind of what it's about, you know. Just letting it out. And it could be the same way. Somebody might shut the door in my face. Okay, what am I supposed to learn? Maybe it's forgiveness. Maybe it's understanding, you know, but, you know, all is good. All is good. I can learn from it all. If I open my heart and I open this mind and not let it shut down into duality.
Very intense, Maria, today. My ego is very angry.
Oh, ooh, that's good. That's good. Let her be angry. It really has no position in life anyways, but the anger, instead, okay, let's try this. Instead of saying, I know I referenced ego, but ego is not a reality. We don't really have a person that is an ego. So if there is an anger there, okay, that's coming up through thoughts, and those thoughts, those anger is coming up through some belief that hasn't been looked at or hasn't been let go of. Okay.
Let go of.
The what?
Let go of.
Yeah.
And if you let go, there's just oneness, vastness, love, life. It's so simple. It's always.
Yes, because that's the experiencing reality. When we let go, we are experiencing reality. When we are in the experiences of bliss and compassion and love and understanding, we are experiencing reality. Okay. But when we're experiencing anger, there's nothing wrong with that. There isn't anything wrong with having a feeling of anger or frustration or a feeling of judgments and all of that that goes on through mind. There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with us either. That just means, wait a minute, that's not as contentful as I would like to experience. So what is bringing up the anger? Just let me look at that and see, you know, what belief pattern is playing out right now. It's okay. I still love my being. I'm still in love with myself. The feelings of anger or frustration or judgment are not a cause for me not to love myself. They are there that I might take another look at something that I might have not yet seen fully. And perhaps now I'm ready to look at that. So yeah, we do mention the ego, but I don't want to use that as a scapegoat for not looking at something that has been offered to me to look at. So,
I do that. I do that. You know, it comes up and I go, ooh.
Yeah, no.
They're opportunities.
It's better to embrace it, to bring it into the heart and take a look and just, it's okay. Whatever I am aware of, it's okay. And we have to do that because that is compassion.
And love.
That is loving myself no matter what comes across the experience of awareness. Okay. So it doesn't matter. Anger, hatred, vengeance, fear, you know. Any of that rises up. First of all, understanding they're a feeling. Secondly, if they come and go, fine. If they bring up something, take embrace it, take a look, and let it go on its way when you release it.
And they're subsiding. The lesson of last week, the gap.
Yeah.
I did it all the time as much as I could. It was you can't do it.
We,
I was doing it every.
Yeah, well, you got a poem out of last week's.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's a
It
good
was
one.
Lovely. Yeah. But again, the thing for us today is to recognize change isn't personal. Yeah. I'm consciousness utilizing a body to awaken and know myself fully as consciousness. So everything is going to take place within me because I am consciousness. You know, the anger, the love, the compassion, you know, the judgments, that, you know, it's all going to be presented to the awareness that I am. It's how there is a response of bliss or a reaction of something else. So when we embrace all that comes, then we're more likely to have the response of calmness and bliss because we have embraced it. It's when we try to resist it that it seems to be stronger than it really is. Yeah. So change is good.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, love.
It's almost like I hid myself from myself.
Yeah. Yes, that's what happens when we take up a new body form. There is some kind of a forgetfulness that transpires with that. And as we grow in that body form, and if we come back and continue from where we left off, you know, we again have the opportunity to grow even more, you know. Yeah, we do go forward from where we left. We do not retrogress or regress. We do not regress in the out time and then come back at a lower level. We if we grow in the out time, we can come back at a higher understanding, or at least at where we left. And I think that's because the body forms do wear out. You know, I mean, if we were in the body form for thousands and thousands of years, you know, it might be different. But I think I'd like to have a new one each time. A newer one. Some of the aches and pains that are presented with the body. So it's been a blessing. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. But yeah, so anybody else today? So right.
Please. I just want to say thank you, Mary. I need to go, so thank you
all
very
right.
Much.
Well, happy blessings, Chuck.
Thank you.
You. Thank you for coming. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The only thing I wanted to say is it seems easier together.
Say that again.
It seems easier when we're gathered together in this one conscious, you know, awareness.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's family, you know. It's our spiritual family, and we support each other and help each other, and yeah, it's a blessing.
And it goes along with that scripture, when two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there with them. That's what it feels like.
Yes. So, all right, well, let's call this one beautifully tied up with a bow. Okay. So let us pray. Most beloved self, I am grateful. The stuff of dreams comes and goes. I am thankful for the eternal, for the grace, the peace, and love. And I give gratitude for the unchanging presence that is the I that I am. Om Shanti. Om. Amen. Namaste.